This netcast is brought to you by the 8 Days of Geek Network.
All of your ears are belong to us.
You're tuned in to the 8 Days Geek Podcast. This is episode 34, recorded July 19th, 2011. Who throws a pie? Honestly. You're listening to the 8 Days of Geek Podcast. No health food here, it's just junk food for your brain. I'm your host, Jesse Miller, the editor-in-chief of 8 Days of Geek, and joining me, as always, the dynamic duo, Brandon Williams.
Avada Kedavra.
And Rachel Lebo.
Dork.
Nice. Already with the name calling. Already.
Hey, I like Harry Potter. I just haven't seen any of the movies since.
So who's the dork? The one that said it or the one that knew it from me saying it quickly?
It's a really good point.
Both.
You identified that awfully quick.
When I watched an episode of Jeopardy, they were talking about the final Jeopardy question was the Latin translation of the quote of the school in English. And at the time, I knew it, and I felt like a really big dork then. Because I could have won Final Jeopardy.
Yeah, I haven't seen
what I said
like,
was
the last...
death spell, the one that Voldemort uses.
I haven't seen the last couple movies, so I'm totally out of loop.
The first two movies
I've just read all the books.
We'll get to the movies later in my subject, because it's actually an important thing I want to talk about. So, shut up.
All right, so not a whole lot of tech happening, and the few stories that are happening were... they were reasonably large, but, you know, nothing that really needs to be gone deeply into, so we're going to hit on a couple. First thing, the one that I was actually pretty interested in is UK service Spotify is now available to US customers. Now,
and it's awesome!
At the moment, it's invite only, but put in your email address, just give it a shot.
I got one within 3 days on my email. Sorry to cut you off. But I got one. I had a friend on Twitter who had an account and sent me an invite for my other email. So
exactly.
They do come.
And hey.
And they do Twitter competitions too.
Yeah, they're pretty easy to get a hold of. If you can't get a hold of one through the normal channels, give us an email. Maybe one of us might have an extra invite to throw your way. Spotify, if you don't know what it is a online music streaming service. You download their application to your computer, and for free, you can stream any track you want at any time for free. Okay, now, things like Pandora Radio and Slacker Radio and iHeart Radio and all those different radio apps allow you to stream free music, but you put in a band name, and then they pick the music that they send to you. Now, a lot of times those are really cool because it keeps it changed up, but Spotify actually lets you pick the music. You select a playlist, you play through it. Like I said, on the computer it's free. You can get an upgraded account. I believe it's called Unlimited. It's $5 a month. You get a couple more features to the actual app on your computer for that, but nothing... It's one of those things where it's not really... I don't know if it's worth $5 extra. I don't know of anyone who actually has the upgraded, accounts. With the Unlimited, you get to take away all the advertisements, you know, that kind of stuff. Really, that's the big draw for the Unlimited one. That's about the only thing it adds.
I knew about Spotify.
The advertisements aren't often, but they're okay. They're kind of annoying, but they're not like Hulu, where they show up every 30 seconds whenever you're watching a TV show or something.
Yeah.
You get a good solid 20 to 30 minutes of music without hearing an ad most of the time.
Exactly.
And it's one ad versus like three or four.
I knew about Spotify because I know some people that live in Britain. They're talking about it before in the past to me. One of the biggest features that I think is cool is that it lets you store you can't get the music, so you can burn it and stuff, but it lets you store the music on your computer, basically, so then you can use it offline. So you don't have to be online all the time to listen to the music that you set up, the music that you get. You can have it on your computer and use it, like, if you're not in an internet source. You can't get any more if you're not in an internet source, obviously. But exactly. It's a pretty neat setup.
Yeah, and the one you're talking about is called Spotify Premium. That's the big package. It's $10 a month. But for that, you actually get to use the Spotify mobile application on your iPhone or your Android device, and you can stream music that way. Also, it will allow you to do offline mode, so that's caching of the music that you want to listen to, so that you can use it without an internet connection. It'll allow you to do that on your desktop and your mobile phone both. So that's pretty good. I mean, I don't know. It would be nice to be able to stream it from your mobile phone for $5 a month. And, you know, like, they could let me stream for $5 a month to my phone and not let me cash until I pay the $10, and I'd be happy with that. But for a free service, it's fantastic. I mean, it's great. They have new music, old music. There are artists on there that I've never even heard of. So if you're if you're looking for new music or something like that, go ahead, go over to Spotify.com and request an invite. See if you can grab one. Okay, so my next story is it's a tweet that I actually got about midday today, and OS X Lion, that we've been waiting for so much, is set to be delivered to our doorsteps tomorrow.
And by doorsteps, you mean our app stores.
I mean our app stores.
App store steps.
Yeah.
App store steps. Hey, you know, I was looking for that over the weekend, because I could have sworn they said it was going to be out mid-July.
Well,
like 15th, 16th. You know, I was like, oh, maybe it's out. And I was looking for it, and it wasn't there. So sad.
Yeah, everybody's been pretty much checking on it daily since they since they said that it was going to be coming out, you know. But, yeah, it will be releasing tomorrow. And when I say tomorrow, in all honesty, I mean basically today, because you'll be listening to this podcast one day late.
Because we're time travelers.
We are time travelers.
Ooh.
But, so, yeah, go ahead. If you have a Mac, if you want to spend $30 to upgrade it, try it out. I'll probably be upgrading my Mac before too horribly long, and I'll probably post a little bit of a review to tell people what to expect from it, but the wait is over. All right. Lulzsec. You guys remember me talking about them, right?
Yep.
All right. Brandon went on a huge...
I think that was my latest rant.
That was your latest rant. Now, Lulzsec had retired themselves. Well, guess what? Not quite. They came out of retirement simply to hack one of Rupert Murdoch's sites. Rupert Murdoch is the owner of...
Well, he deserves that, though.
Yeah, he does. I don't like him. He's not a very nice
person. He's a human monopoly is what he is, but
kinda.
Go on.
Now,
he owns Fox. I mean, that's enough.
Yeah.
You know what? Well, okay, if you've ever gone to any kind of journalism class or writing class where they talk about news media, Murdoch is a monopoly. He owns about a quarter of the media of the United States and probably most of it in the UK.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
and his magazine News of the World just recently went out, and then now they have a hacking scandal. Not even Lulzsec hacking them, but them hacking phones
exactly.
From September 11th victims.
And
so
all of
this guy, no one deserves to get hacked more.
Yeah.
This is time when hackers do something that you're not mad about, and you're like, good, they deserved
exactly.
It.
And so. I'll go into that, his little hacking scandal here in a sec. What Lulzsec did is they redirected The Sun, one of his online newspapers, redirected their page to a phony news story about Rupert Murdoch's untimely death. So that was interesting.
He's so old.
Then they sent it to their Twitter page once The Sun had clogged that security hole. Now, this is interesting on its own. And then this is simply to start talking about what Brandon was talking about, the hacking of voicemail accounts from different, you know, people that really probably shouldn't be hacking voicemail accounts. I'm talking about reporters. Reporters.
Bad, bad, bad.
Yeah, I just...
And it's not like they were hacking, like, it's not like there's like, oh, there's a secret government conspiracy and they're hacking suspected terrorists trying to figure out if these people are going to strike. No, they're striking, oh, your brother died during September 11th? Let's listen to your voicemail from that day and see if he left you any messages.
Exactly.
That's
now,
what they're looking for.
This one...
That's just the lowest of low.
Let me take it even lower. You ready for this? One of the big ones that stuck was there was a 13-year-old girl She went missing. And they ended up hacking various voicemail accounts to get information about her and her.
Well, what they were doing was hacking the voicemail account, deleting messages because it was filling up, exactly. And they wanted to hear more messages. So they're deleting messages that were from nobodies, you know?
Yeah.
Or if it was just a lot of empty space. The family actually believed the daughter to be alive out because, there deleting messages.
Yeah.
And they had hoped she was alive. They found her dead a couple days later.
Exactly. Now,
yeah, congratulations, that is, Robert Murdoch, you scum of the earth.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you hear what happened today and in the trial?
And that is another thing I'm going to go into.
I've been following this like crazy. Anytime horrible stuff's happening and it's not American, I'm happy.
Now, Murdoch was testifying in front of Parliament today.
Yes, you're having a story, and I'm able to talk to you about it.
I know.
This is breaking. I thought about it.
Yeah, I thought about it. I'm like, you know what? I bet Brandon would like to talk about these. So anyway, Murdoch is testifying in front of Parliament, and you don't get to see a whole lot of it on the news camera that I got to see because they were trying to look at something else. But in a little bit of a hustle, someone walks up and smashes a foam, like a pie tin filled with foam, into his face.
Ha 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 ha. Yeah, I read about that on Twitter.
I was very confused the entire day.
But, now, you know.
There are a couple, for instance, they are thinking, one of the things that I heard earlier today was the speculation said it was UK comedian Johnny Marbles, because he tweeted right before it happened, it is a far better thing that I do now than I have ever done before. And use the hashtag splat.
Yeah, I follow Peter Serafinowicz because everyone knows I got a big man crush on him. And he was, you know, tweeting, and apparently he knows Johnny Marbles. He even said it may have been, he was pretty sure it was. Like, he's like, oh, Johnny Marbles has lost his marbles. He lost his marbles. Johnny Marbles. Awesome. That was like his tweet. It made no sense, but he just kept going on. And then he was like, throughout the rest of the day, Serafinowicz was updating everybody of what was happening, but making jokes of it. And then he's like, I'm hungry. Where's that pie guy at?
Yeah, it has prompted a lot of tweets that are just hilarious. So anyway, Rupert Murdoch, I'm sorry, but you really deserved it. You really did.
True. So. And we normally don't get into more politic-related stuff on here. We're pretty light, you know. It's like we're not talking about Casey Anthony. We don't do that. That's not our thing. But this here, hacking all over. It's like,
yeah,
thank you. A big story that we can talk about.
Yeah.
Doesn't happen that often.
It's good stuff. Couple more little bitty things here, just to tack on to the end. Borders might be closing up shop, and I mean the company itself, not just some stores. They are scheduled to have a bankruptcy auction to see if anyone will buy them. Unless a buyer takes over the company, they're going to have to liquidate their asset and close almost 400 stores. They employ almost...
DirecTV will buy them. Didn't DirecTV buy Blockbuster, or was it Dish?
I think it was DirecTV.
It was weird. It's like, okay.
Yeah. I don't know. That's odd, but... I think they did book rental.
It's new. It's like, no, that's a library.
Exactly. But anyway, they employ almost 11,000 people, so it's bad news. But I can't say that I didn't see it coming. Borders has just – they've been behind on the tech side of the book industry for too long. Their e-book reader that they backed, they didn't even have their own. They just backed the Kobo, and it didn't come out until mid-2010. So – that's really late to the game.
Yeah, unfortunately, printed press is, you know, suffering hardcore. Even comics, there's a lot of problems. This 52 relaunch is supposed to be a big deal, try to revive. I mean, printed media is dying very slowly, and it's pretty sad.
Yeah. One last little tidbit to throw in is that the Google Plus app is now approved and available for iOS. So all you iPhone and iPod owners can go out there and start Google Plusing, or G positive, as we say around here.
G positive.
Heck yeah, G positive. On your mobile device. So all of us Android people don't get all the fun all by ourselves. All right. When we come back after the break, we're going to talk about a little bit of gaming news, and we're going to have a little bit of movies. So stay tuned.
It's an eerie dance mix by Kevin MacLeod.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Kevin MacLeod of the Clan MacLeod. All right. Hit me up with some game news.
All right. Well, first of all, one quickie thing is there's a new trailer or an extended trailer out for Darksiders 2, which is kind of more of a prequel to Darksiders. You know, they talk. Just watch the trailer. It's on the website. I'll just say that now. It's very pretty, a little bit prettier than the original game. It still retains its original style, too. So if you're a fan of Darksiders, you should be a fan of Darksiders, too.
You're death in this one, not war.
Yeah.
You need to do four games, and then next we'll have Plague and then Pestilence. And
that would be smart. That would be smart of them if they can come up with good stories for it. Only if they can come up with good stories, though.
Yeah.
So, you know, it would be interesting to see what they do with the other horsemen. So, we'll see. Let's check that off my list. There is a speaking of books and closing bookstores, there's a BioShock novel out. It's a prequel called BioShock Rapture, and it is all about Andrew Ryan's aspirations for his utopian civilization under the sea. So
under the sea.
Yeah. It's 14...
all better than what it's wetter. Listen to me.
Wow. No gods or kings, only man. I don't know what to rhyme with that, sorry. $14.99. Well, that's the banner on this cover. it's $14.99 in stores, or if you're gonna be at San Diego Comic-Con, you can grab a free copy from the author himself, John Shirley. He'll be at the TOR publishing booth on Friday from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. signing and distributing those copies. So they may go quick, I don't know. It seems like an interesting book. I'll probably read up a couple of reviews on it and maybe give it a try. The Gears of War books were pretty good, so you know, these video game adaptions seem to be going pretty well. Except for the Fable book. That was okay.
Yeah.
Comic-Con. There's going to be a playable demo of Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword. So that'll be fun. There's also going to be playable demos of, on the Nintendo 3DS, Super Mario, Mario Kart, Kid Icarus, Star Fox 64, 3D, well, playable games, I should say, more than demos, because some of these are out. And then Metal Gear Solid, Snake Eater, Shinobi, Super Street Fighter, Resident Evil 5, or Resident Evil The Mercenaries 3D, which I haven't heard great things about, but, you know.
Yeah.
And for the Wii, there's going to be the new Rhythm Heaven, which is actually a really fun game series, if you like rhythm games. They're pretty good. Kirby, and a dance game, Just Dance 3, for those people who like to flail around. And Captain America.
We'll hear even more about this stuff next week, though, when we actually have details.
Yeah. So that's just short stuff, a short list of, you know, whatever they have, Nintendo has put out. So, but if you're really excited about Skyward Sword and you're going to be at Comic-Con, you'll be able to play a little bit of it. And then the 3DS got Netflix streaming to it, I think on the 14th. Yeah, I think the 14th of July, it started streaming Netflix to the 3DS. And Nintendo said something about bringing movies to it, too. 3D movies. I don't know. Nice. Just know that you can, if you really want to, you can play Netflix on your 3DS now, if you have one. You know, the portable migraine machine. There's a collector's. Now, do you guys like collector's edition of games, or do you just buy the copies and sell them back?
I bought the collector's edition of Fable 3. Yeah, I so rarely do, but the Arkham City one looks neat.
Yeah, and that's exactly what it is. It's Arkham City. There's it just was just announced. I believe it's at a $99 price tag. It's got a statue of Batman, which I, you know, well, he's crouched down. It's a smaller statue, but the way it's positioned, it looks to be pretty big, especially for a pre-order. And it's going to include some. Well, where's my list? I'm sorry. It's going to include some, you know, art books and, of course, the game itself, that statue, and early access with the Iceberg Lounge Challenge map. A Dark Knight.
That's the Penguin's, yes. Penguin's hideout bar.
Yeah, and some collectible cards. So.
And then I think, isn't the Robin costume included with the pre-order?
I'm not sure if it's... I don't see that it's... included in this particular pre-order. It might
be.
Oh,
you think they would throw it all in.
Yeah, it's... Well, I think that was a Best Buy exclusive.
Oh, yeah, maybe it was.
But...
I wonder what GameStop's exclusive will be.
I don't know. But this actually looks pretty good. I'm considering canceling my regular pre-order and going for this, but I'm not quite sure yet. But you've got a little bit of time to think about that. The game comes out October 18th. But do know this is going to be limited quantities, so if you want this, pre-order it sooner than later. And it looks pretty neat. You know, it's got that stark black and white style that all the art has had so far, so it's very minimalist, but it's good. And now for, I guess, some bad news for some people. EA, this is the last of the stories, EA is going to be killing off some servers for old games, I guess, to make way for new games. Not sure, but August 11th. Now, these are some older games and some not older games, most of them being for sports. They're going to take off Army of Two for the 360 and PS3. Battlefield 2142 demo. Yeah, just a demo, though. That's for the PC only. Battlefield 2 Modern Combat for the 360, as well as the demo. Medal of Honor Airborne for PSP. Medal of Honor Heroes 2 for PSP and Wii. NASCAR 2009 for the 360 and PS3. As you can see, most of these games so far, not... Well, maybe the Battlefield games are a little more popular, but NASCAR? I don't know. That's only North America, so it might be... It might have been...
Well, great, now all of South Carolina doesn't listen to us. Good job.
Well, no, it's NASCAR 09, and it's now 2011, so...
It's South Carolina. You really think they have the newest one?
Yeah, well, they do if they're good NASCAR fans.
Yeah, my insult helped to defend them, I think.
Maybe. NCAA Basketball 10 for the 360, NCAA Football 10 for the 360 and PS3. Need for Speed Most Wanted, which is... fairly new, really, for the 360 and PC. Need for Speed Undercover for the PSP. Skate for the 360 and PS3. And then Tiger Woods PGA Tour 10 and 11. The demo for the 11 for all the systems that it's on. So, on October 1st, they have Madden 10 and NHL 10 coming off of their servers. Which, I guess they're making room for 2012.
Yeah, that's crazy. I mean, this... was kind of you kind of knew it was going to start happening when Xbox shut off Xbox stuff. It was a big deal. Yeah. It's like it was only a matter of time before 360 stuff started to shut off older things. I can't think of anything that I play online that would affect me. So I think I'll be good for quite a while.
You know what? I'll be good. I mean, because once the game gets old enough in general for them to shut the servers off, I probably don't play it online anyway. As long as I can do system link, you know.
Very true.
You know, you can still game with each other, you just won't be able to do it online. And I think there's still people holding vigils for Halo 2, but, you know.
Well, with the new one coming out, the anniversary edition, I mean...
Hey, I've played enough Halo. It's actually pretty fun on, you know, in multiplayer. It's not the best, but it's kind of an interesting environment. You learn a lot of different slang when you play with people from other countries. Just say that. But, yeah, that's all I found out game-wise. Next week, next Monday, Tuesday, there'll be a lot more after, you know, Comic-Con goes through, because there's always a ton of game news. Mass Effect is going to have a huge display there, as well as a couple other games coming out. So, you know, we'll have all that ready for you next week.
Yippee yippee. All right, so is that all the game news we got?
Pretty much, unless something... And, just remember, the Darksiders 2 trailer is now on the site, so if you want to go see that, you can search for it on Google, but you can just go to 8daisygeek.com and see it on there.
Yay, go to us. We are better. All right, Brandon, hit me up with some movie TV news.
Well, I guess the first thing I say is, who's excited about Captain America?
I totally am. Dying to see Captain America.
I still haven't seen... I'm really bad. And Green Lantern's one of my favorite heroes. I still haven't seen Green Lantern.
This summer is ridiculous for geek films.
I've seen Thor.
I go to a ton of movies, and I still missed the newest Transformers and the newest Pirates of the Caribbean. Neither of them. I didn't get to see either of them. So, I mean, I'm shocked at what I've missed, and I go see a lot of stuff, you know?
It's just there's so many coming out, you know?
Oh, yeah.
It's tough to see them all. It's expensive.
It's like Harry Potter was this week, and I went and saw it, and then now Captain America's the next week, and then, I don't know. It's been ridiculous. But, yeah, Captain America is looking amazing, and I'm probably going to go see it opening day in the morning because I don't like going with those damn kids are there.
Yeah, it's great when we get old enough that we say that,
right? You're such an old man.
I am such an old man. I like the feeling of leaving the theater and being confused that it's sunlight outside after being in a dark, dark area. But after, you got to stay after the credits. If you're going to go see it, you got to stay after the credits because the first trailer for the Avengers is after the credits. And we see some things, like we see like Loki wearing, it looks like an Iron Man costume, honestly, wearing a blue Iron Man or a black Iron Man costume. We see Thor is sleeveless. His new costume is sleeveless for this one. We see the new Captain America costume. I mean, we see a lot of stuff in this little trailer that comes out afterward. And right now on the site, I actually found, I had it up and then it got taken down because, you know, they do that. Well, I found another one. It's up on the site. Hopefully it's up at the time that we're doing this so people can see it. It's really cool. It's worth seeing. It's amazing. It's fun. It's bad quality, but it's what you got to expect, you know. It was recorded with like a cell phone or something. Go watch it. Enjoy it. We want to hear if you're excited about the Avengers. I am. I know that. Other trailers that we've gotten to see... Spider-Man, the Amazing Spider-Man trailer came out, and although I didn't get a chance to get one on the site because it was gone so quick, Sony is on their ball when it comes to this stuff. They get it quick. The Spider-Man trailer was definitely darker than the past Spider-Man movies, and but you know it actually looks fun. I'm not gonna lie, the stuff I saw looked neat, and I am going to be excited when it comes out. And it possibly is going to be... The trailer is going to be this Thursday, possibly. It's a rumor right now. We don't know if it's true or not. But have you guys seen any of the Spider-Man stuff? Did either of you get a chance to catch it? The Spider-Man teaser trailer?
I did not.
No.
And I was really disappointed, too.
Did you guys see the Dark Knight?
I haven't been keeping up with Spider-Man.
Did you guys see the Dark Knight teaser trailer?
No, I heard about that one a few days ago, but I never got around to watching it.
It was in front of Harry Potter, so if you went and saw that...
No,
then,
I didn't. I knew it was online. Like, someone had put it online, of course. You know how they do. But I have not searched it out. My sister saw Harry Potter. She's seen it twice now, I think. But
it was really good. We didn't see much new. We see Commissioner Gordon in a hospital bed, and he seems sick or hurt. We see, we don't see any Catwoman or Anne Hathaway at all, as a matter of fact. We see Batman. His costume looks like the one from the last movie, but a little more cloth and more, it's black still, but it looks like there's more cloth to it. So I guess they're slowly easing him into a more cloth costume, which is kind of neat. We see Bane's face, and then we see Bane, like, walking up some stairs towards him, and Batman looks like he's just been beat to hell and he's all like stumbling, and then Bane's coming up and he looks enormous. That's Tom Hardy as Bane, so I'm excited. I like Bane anyway. And I like the smart Bane, and I think that they even though he's not Spanish, Tom Hardy, because Bane is a luchador, and the mask is kind of weird because it's got little pipes all over it, but I think they're going to try to make the Venom an aerosol, which makes more sense than like a genetic, you know, or like a blood transfusion thing, because it's like if you got a needle in your arm and you're walking around, Batman, all he's got to do is keep punching that, and you're going to eventually get hurt really bad. But if it's an aerosol that you spray and you breathe it in and you get stronger because of it, then how's Batman going to stop you? So I think it's a better idea, but who knows? I don't know. I'm just pulling the straws there. But did you guys see The Dark Knight? Neither of you did? Did either of you see Harry Potter?
I saw The Dark Knight trailer.
What'd you think?
Well, the first half of it is scenes from the old movie, so that kind of – at first I was starting to get really bummed out. I was like, please tell me this is not going to be a montage of what I've already watched. But yeah, the you know, Gordon in the bed. I do like the idea of the mask for Bane, and I enjoy the fact that he's not dumb as a box of rocks. The Batman and Robin Bane. I mean, yeah, it was a comic book type of. It was over the top comic booky, but it was
like the old TV show. It was kind of like, oh, well, we're going to make it, you know, jokes and kind of bright and cheery like the Batman TV show. It's like, yeah, but Batman fans don't want to see that in a movie.
No. It was that Bane was very disappointing. So this one looks like he's going to be pretty good. I'm excited about this one. The differences in the costume are very nice. I don't want to go to the, I guess... My biggest fear is I want to stay as far away from the latex suit with the bright yellow bat on it and nipples. So anything
well, what
they
about,
do.
What about bright yellow bat, no latex, no nipples?
No. he's supposed to be a ninja. He doesn't need yellow.
No, the yellow bat was to draw gunfire towards his chest because he wears a bulletproof vest underneath originally. Yeah. That was the idea behind it.
But it's just, in these darker films, that would just be retarded.
Yeah, I agree. A big yellow
I love
sign.
The yellow bat. Well, maybe like on a belt or something, not necessarily on the splatter.
I've always liked the gray and black Batman costume. It's always been my favorite.
Yeah.
With the big black bat that kind of goes across the whole chest.
Yeah, that I do like that one. I know which one you're talking about. All right.
So anyway, neither of you went and saw Harry Potter?
I did not.
Yeah. I'm going to watch the Order of the Phoenix up to, you know, part one of these weekends, and then go see it after that.
Yeah. I will say this. I did not like the first two Harry Potter movies. I was not a fan. The third one was like, well, that was better. And the fourth one I actually really liked. And then from the fourth one on, I've liked every single one of them. And Deathly Hallows Part 1 definitely was probably one of the best, even though it had a lot of questions not answered. But it was, you know, a halfer, so it made sense. This movie here was absolutely amazing. I mean, if you've read the books, you know the twists and you know the secrets that are revealed. But learning the secrets the way you did, it's just – it's very, very good. The movie's put together. It's about a near-perfect movie. Everything about it is just artfully and fun. I don't know. It's crazy. It's hard to even explain it. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. And apparently I wasn't the only one because it is breaking records everywhere. It is now the highest grossing midnight opening of all time at $43.5 million, just completely destroying Twilight, which originally had that. It is now the highest grossing opening day with $91 million, beating out, I believe, which was The Dark Knight. It is now the highest opening weekend ever with $169.2 million, which beats out The Dark Knight. And it has claimed the biggest worldwide opening record as well, which I don't have the numbers for that, but it beat out whatever. Now, from this point, it has to, like, the next thing to beat is like weekly record and then monthly. It's going up against Avatar at this point because Avatar wasn't a huge hit on its opening weekend. It was a sleeper hit. It got enormous afterwards. I can see this movie beating Dark Knight, but I do not see it touching Avatar, unfortunately.
I hope it beats Avatar, just because I hate that Avatar won all that, because James Cameron.
Well, you got to remember that Avatar, the reason Avatar did so well is because every ticket was an extra $2 or $3 per person, because everyone saw it in 3D. 3D was new, 3D was special, and this movie was specifically made to be 3D. So
Avatar
whenever
3D,
you heard,
they had really good 3D. I'll give Avatar that.
The graphics are amazing. It's not the graphics that I'm trashing. It's the boring story.
Hey, Brandon.
So I get that, you know, paying the extra for those tickets, because it was worth the extra, but it put the story in? No, not so much.
Brandon, you know something that might shock you?
What?
When it comes to Avatar.
You like it?
I didn't like it. I did not like Avatar. Chalk that one up to the Board of Movies.
Yeah.
That makes what, like three?
Do you know Avatar, and what's the other one?
What was the other one?
I don't remember.
Yeah, I'll figure it out sooner or later. Me and Brandon were talking about it, and I found out that there were two movies that I didn't like, and Avatar is a third one. I'll have to remember what the other one was. I'm sure it was a serious movie, because I don't like those normally.
Was it Black Swan?
I didn't see that.
No, I haven't seen it
It's
either.
Too serious.
I didn't even give it a shot.
But yeah, Avatar, I went and saw Avatar in 3D. I wanted to go to 3D IMAX just because I wasn't expecting a great story. James Cameron hasn't really been known for his amazing stories. He's really known for what his movies look like. So I was expecting a little more, but I did think it was absolutely beautiful. But, you know, whatever. It's not going to beat it. Harry Potter's not going to beat Avatar, unfortunately. Avatar's going to hold that record for quite a while, because 3D is never going to get a heyday again. It's on its way out right now. I mean, it got hurt pretty bad because of some of the flops that it's had, but who cares?
What you mean? What was that one movie? Oh, it was the Valentine movie, My Bloody Valentine.
That one did well with it. Horror movies do well with 3D.
I know. It's like people
The Last
were
Airbender
hating on that movie, but I heard it was great.
The Last Airbender and stuff like that, that's what hurt it. Movies that did not want 3D, and then studios forced them to do 3D afterwards, and it looks forced, it looks bad. Those are the movies that hurt it. I'm going to end this with a funny thing. It got announced today that there's going to be a Captain Planet live-action movie happening. And if you guys can remember all the way back to 2009, whenever we started this little dealio, my very first casting was Captain Planet.
It was.
And I will say this. As far as my casting goes, I'll keep everybody I chose except for Wheeler. Because obviously Wheeler now is Captain America, the guy I chose for Wheeler. So that guy's not going to be it. But, you know, it's kind of funny that Captain America is getting a movie made. And then today Disney announced that Gargoyles is going to get a movie made, and everyone was excited. They're like, yes, Gargoyles is so good. And they go, oh, no. This isn't going to be a live-action Gargoyles. This is going to be a live-action Gargoyles movie. And they're like, what? It's not going to be based after Gargoyles the cartoon. It's just a live-action Gargoyles movie. Well, what's the idea of it? Okay, well, it's about gargoyles, and they're on buildings and everything, and at night they turn from stone to flesh, and they protect the city. And it's like, no, that is the Gargoyles cartoon.
That is exactly what it is.
Yeah, I know.
Who
and
is
it's like,
saying
oh,
that it's not?
Disney, saying that Disney is doing it, but it's not going to be based after the cartoon. It's
really?
Because
that is the cartoon.
I know. It doesn't make any sense. It's just going to confuse people.
Disney,
they're not going to call them like Broadway, and I can't remember their names. I guess they're just not going to call them the street
Broadway,
names.
Broadway, Brooklyn, Hudson, Lexington, Garlieth, Bronx.
Yeah.
I know all the. I'm a big dork. I love Gargoyles.
I love that show. I watch it whenever I catch it on, you know, cable.
Then they introduced Angela. Then there were the mutants, Talon, Fang.
It's a good show.
It's awesome.
I know the Gargoyles history so well, it's stupid.
I remember watching that show. I don't know half
Gargoyles,
as much
Static
as you
Static Shock
do.
And Batman Beyond.
Shock and Batman Beyond were so great. I'm kind of sad I stopped watching them.
I followed those three cartoons like they were the Bible. You know, I just freaking worshipped them. I loved them. So, yep, I know quite a bit about them, sadly. Anyway, that's all I got. If you guys had any questions, I went and saw Harry Potter. I did a review of it. It was I like to try to be mean in my reviews a bit and kind of say negative things, but I really could find barely anything negative to say about it.
Yeah.
A bit rushed, but I mean, you're fitting a lot of history into.
Did that movie have a intermission?
No.
No. Okay. Well, on Twitter, I saw someone complaining about an intermission, and I couldn't tell if they were complaining because it needed one or because there was one. So it was very vague, so I had to ask.
The movie, I read the books. I don't really like the books, unfortunately. I'm sorry. The writing is not a style that appeals to me. I like the movies more than the books, but I do know what has been changed. And I will say that there are a couple things that change that are weird, but overall, I think every change was for the better for a movie. People don't get that movies have to be different, and I think it worked out better that way. Mm-hmm. But, I mean, the movie is sad, though. It's got a lot of really sad stuff. And
well, if anybody's read the book, they know exactly what's going to happen. Bring your tissues.
Unless you're like a robot, like sometimes contributor Jason Hughes. Unless you're a robot like him, you'll get choked up. He doesn't, though. He thinks it's stupid when people get choked up, but that's because he's a robot. In the theater I went to,
Happy birthday, robot.
Yeah, happy birthday, robot. His birthday was the day of the YouTube concert here in St. Louis.
Oh, lucky cat.
This is what's funny. I go to the theater. I am like probably an hour early because we wanted to get good seats, and there's a huge line. I'm like, man. And then I'm with a 12-year-old, and he's like, "You think they're here to see Harry Potter?" I'm like, "No, they're here to see Winnie the Pooh." You know, come on. So we get in the theater, but they're showing it in like three theaters. So we just ask for the smallest screen because, you know, as long as we can see it, we don't care. So we get in there, and it's relatively empty, and it gets pretty full. A family sits in front of us who smell like mold, but whatever, you know.
They only leave the house for Harry Potter movies. Yeah,
it's a father and a wife and then three daughters, and the daughters are like 13, 14, and 15, okay? So they're all that age. And in the movie, things happen. There's a kiss, and when they kiss, the three girls go, and there's some deaths and some big reveals. And during the deaths and reveals, they were crying, like actually like audibly crying. I could hear them crying. Not getting choked up. Not just tearing up a bit. I'm talking.
Stop crying, or I'm going to slap you with a Twizzler.
I was like, this is weird. So, but anyway, that's all I got. Let's close this sucker out under an hour for once.
Yeah. All right, Brandon, tell people where they can find, follow, or stalk you.
As always, you can find me on the tweets. I do the tweet. I'm a Twitterer. And I'm at BrandoCop there. And I do stuff like talk to Gail Simone about church, the Westboro County Church and stuff. I'm a very strange Twitterer. Other than that, you can just email me here. I'm always here. I have no else place to go. It's at Brandon at 8daysgeek.com. You can also contact me with our voicemail number, which Jesse will give you later, because, oh man, we forgot the contest, Jesse.
I was going to let you put it in at the end.
All right, well, we're going to do a contest. Jesse's going to give you the number in just a second, because I'm going to call on him to do it, because I don't have my phone ready. Anyway. And we want you to leave as many text messages, as many voicemails, whatever you want. Basically, there's going to be a prize package, and it's Captain America. It's a big, giant stack of Captain America comics. So if you've never, ever, ever read any Captain America stuff and you really want it, then what we want is you to call us or text us, and just we'll choose a person at random from that. Just leave a message. We don't care what it's about. It can be about anything. Even if you just call us to say you want it, call us to say you don't want it, whatever. If you win it, you win it. So that starts basically as soon as you hear this. And Jesse will give you the number again in a little bit. And a big stack of comics will be sent right to you. And it's a little mix of everything. Some new stuff, some old stuff, some 80s stuff. So it's going to be a good mix. Anyway, that's I believe that's all I got. Go to the site, look at the Avengers trailer.
Alrighty, Rachel.
You can find me at... where can you find me? You can locate me through Facebook. Just use my name. Post on the wall. I'll respond in some way. You can email me at rachel@8daysofgeek.com. And you can also find me on the Twitter also, complaining and commenting and posting various pictures of things. I am at Caution Tape on that. And I sometimes don't tweet at all, and then sometimes I do it a lot. I'm sorry for flooding my friend's page for that, which I'm sure you guys notice every once in a while.
Rachel, can we find you on Google Plus? I forgot about that. If you have Google Plus,
you can find us all on G Positive.
Yeah, under
under our full names, Brandon Williams, Jesse Mellon, and Rachel Lebo. You can all find us all there, actually. And my page isn't very active because my circles are small. But, you know, that may not be true for the others.
I have a link to my Google Plus account on my profile page for the blog.
Oh, okay.
That way you can get to it that way instead of having to type
in. Positive represent.
Yeah. Is that all you can find me at? Yeah, you can leave me a voicemail here on the number that they're going to give, and you know, Jesse will check that and get back to me if it's specifically for me. If not, you know, whatever. You can leave us voicemails anyway.
Alrighty, you guys can find me. My email address is jesse@8daysofgeek.com. You can find me on Twitter at Pen of Doom. Of course, if you go to my contact page on the website, you'll be able to see a link to my actual Google Plus account. That will make it a little easier for you to find me. If you want to enter the contest or just say something funny or give us comments, go ahead and text or call the voicemail line. That number is 754-273-6397. Did you get that, Brandon?
What? What was that? One more time for those people who want this giant stack of Captain America comics?
One more time for the giant stack of Captain America comics. It is 754-273-6397. All right. So, we have a quote, yes?
Yes, we do.
All right, let's hear a quote, wrap it down, and get out of here.
A little background. This is by George R. R. Martin, who is the author of the Game of Thrones series, which is being made into a series on HBO. Season one is wrapped, but it's not actually about the series. It's about writing, and it's very true. If you've ever created, this can apply to pretty much anything, not just writing. Any kind of creative. You know, things. You're an artist. Writing is like sausage making, in my view. You'll all be happier in the end if you just eat the final product without knowing what's gone into it. Which is very true.
I like that. That's a good one. All right, everybody, say goodnight. Goodbye.
Goodnight, goodbye.
Adios.
All right. Join us next week,
Sayonara.
Guys.
Colbert
Super
Pack.
What?
Colbert's got a Super Pack.
No.
That means he can have unlimited funds for. That was just banter. So.